smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.
Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, how are you feeling today? Ready for some fun? Oh, boy, we're going to have a lot of fun. How are you this morning, Squeaky?
Well, I'm hoppity-skippity, or skippity-hoppity, well, anyway, I feel swell.
Well, good. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky, and let's have a look at all the boys and girls this morning. What do you say?
Okay, here we go.
Say, hear that buzz? That means the old electric eye is working. And say, this is wonderful. Just look at the big crowd of boys and girls we have out there. Now, come on, kids. Everybody smile. That's right. Now let's all laugh. All right, that's fine. Turn it off, Squeaky.
Okay.
Say, that's a lot of fun, wasn't it? I like to laugh, don't you? Hey, did you ever look at yourself in the mirror? Sure you did. Make faces at yourself, huh? Well, you know you feel. If you ever feel like crying, try this. You just look at yourself in the mirror sometime when you feel like crying, and I'll bet you'll start to laugh right away, huh? Nobody likes to see you look sad or grumpy.
Well, excuse me, Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
Well, just look at Popcorn. He's lying on the floor with his head between his paws, and he looks awfully sad.
Well, he certainly does. What's the matter, Popcorn? Well, come here, Popcorn, and tell me what's wrong. Help him up to the mic, Squeaky.
Sure. Right up here on the chair, Popcorn.
Ah, that's fine. Now, Popcorn, tell us what's wrong. Why are you so sad today? Is that so? Oh, that's too bad.
Well, maybe you'd better tell the girls and boys what he said.
Oh, of course. I forgot that you boys and girls probably can't understand puppy dog talk. Well, I know it. Popcorn says he's very sad because one of his dog pals has disappeared, and Popcorn doesn't know what's happened to him. What's his name, Popcorn? What? Did you say molasses? Oh, well, Popcorn says the dog's name is Molasses. They call him Molasses because he moves so slowly. Like molasses in January, I guess. Well, that's too bad. But I have an idea he'll come back. And I tell you what to do. We'll just sing a song about him. How's that, Popcorn? That's just exactly what we'll do, and here is the song. Listen. Oh, where has my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? With his ears cut short and his tail cut long. Oh, where can he be? Oh, where has my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? With his tail cut short and his ears left long. Oh, where has my little dog gone? Well, how was that, Popcorn? Yes, you're welcome.
Well, how about our riddle for today, Happy Hank?
Oh, riddle, say, I've got a dandy riddle today. Now, you listen to this riddle, girls and boys, and you can listen too, Popcorn. And here it is. What is most like a dog's tail? What is most like a dog's tail?
Well, would it be a rope?
Nope, but all of you keep trying, and later on I'll tell you the answer. Oh, Popcorn says he knows. Oh, now, don't tell, Popcorn. Don't tell. Oh, yes, we'll have a joke on them, won't we?
Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
Well, a little girl I know is having a party today, a birthday party.
Fine. What's her name?
Do I have to tell you?
Well, certainly I'd like to know. What's her name?
Well, her name is Bonnie, and she's cute.
Her name is Bonnie, and she's cute? Well, turn on the electric eye, and let's look in on her party.
Oh, sure. That'll be fun. Here we go.
There it is. Now we'll look around through all the radios. Hey, there's a lot of birthday parties going on. Well, which one is Bonnie's party, Squeaky?
Let's see. Oh, there it is, right over there. See? She's the one with the blue dress on.
Oh, sure, I see her. She has a lot of boys and girls at her party, too. Well, turn off the electric eye.
Okay.
Now, I've got an idea. Now, you boys and girls like to play games, don't you? Well, a good game for a birthday party or for any party is the good old-fashioned Farmer in the Dell. Now, Mother and Dad played that game when they were kids, I'll bet you. And it's always fun. So let's play it. Everybody form a circle now. Now, one of you boys stand in the middle. You can be the farmer. And we'll sing the Farmer in the Dell and do what the song says. You know, the farmer takes the wife and the wife takes the child. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Sing it right out now. The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi-ho the derry-o, the farmer in the dell. The farmer takes a wife, the farmer takes a wife. Hi-ho the derry-o, the farmer takes a wife. And the wife takes the child, the wife takes the child. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the wife takes the child, and the child takes the nurse. The child takes the nurse. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the child takes the nurse, and the nurse takes the dog. The nurse takes the dog. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the nurse takes the dog, and the dog takes the cat. The dog takes the cat. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the dog takes the cat, and the cat takes the rat. The cat takes the rat. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the cat takes the rat, and the rat takes the cheese. The rat takes the cheese. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the rat takes the cheese, and the cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. Hi-ho, the dairy-o, the cheese stands alone. That must have been Limburger cheese. It's strong enough to stand alone, but that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? That's birthdays. Good birthday game. And talking about birthdays, oh, we've got to sing our birthday song, too.
Well, now, wait a minute. You forgot to blow out the candles on the cake.
Oh, that's right. We did forget that, didn't we? Well, we have a big birthday cake right here, boys and girls. All the candles are lighted, and they're burning. First, now, make a wish. Everybody make a wish. Wait, I make mine. Now, I made my wish. You make yours? All right, I'll turn on the electric eye now so you can blow right into your radio and help us blow out the candles on the cake. There it is. Now, when I count three, you blow just as hard as you can right into the radio. Here we go. One, two, three, blow. Whew. Oh, boy, just look at that one puff and all the candles went out. Well, let's have our birthday song. Now, you ready? Here we go. Sing it loud. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sir, a happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday today. Say, we had a fine birthday party, didn't we? Now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, after Black Tom had tricked the boys and locked them in the cell and escaped himself, well, they got out with the help of Popcorn, their pet doggie. They jumped on their ponies, and they hurried as fast as they could back to their ranch for fear that Black Tom would do something to it. And just as they got to the top of the hill from which they could see their ranch house, they saw that smoke was coming out of the chimney. Well, who could be there? Has Black Tom made good his threat to get even with Squeaky and Sputters? Has he set the house on fire? As the scene opens today, all these thoughts are running through the minds of Squeaky and Sputters as they ride up to their ranch house. Listen.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, come on, Sputters. We've got to see what this is all about. Hurry, get off your horse.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now, take it easy. Take it easy, Squeaky, because if it's Black Tom, we better be careful. You know how big and strong he is.
I know, but what if he set the house on fire? We've got to get some water quick and put it out. Come on.
Yeah, all right. Now, I'm right behind you. Open the door and go in.
Well, I know this. We better, come on. Now, here we are in the house, and I don't see a thing wrong.
Well, I know this. The house isn't on fire. Hey, that smoke was coming from the chimney, and that chimney comes up from the kitchen. Hey, come on, let's see who's there.
Well, that's right. Right back this way. Now, here's the kitchen, and there's not a soul here.
Well, what do you... Hey, Squeaky, there's a fire in the stove, and something is cooking. Now, we didn't do that. Who did?
Well, my goodness, it's not me, fool. I'll bet that... Hey, listen, Sputters, listen. I heard something move over there behind the wood box. Now, you go around that side, and I'll go around this way, and we'll see what it is.
Okay, now, when I say now, will you jerk the wood box away from the wall, and we'll see what it is. It couldn't be Black Tom, though, because he's so big he couldn't get back of the wood box. You ready? Now.
Well, for goodness sakes, I wish you'd look. Hey, who are you?
Yeah, well, what are you doing back of our wood box? Who are you?
Well, I'm Rocket, that's who I am. I'm Rocket, I guess.
Yeah, but what are you hiding back of the wood box for?
Well, because I'm scared, that's why. I didn't know who was coming. Because there's Indians and tigers and wombas cats out here in this West Country, and I thought you was them. My uncle, he told me so.
Well, where is your uncle?
Well, my uncle, he's lost.
Hey, you mean you're lost, don't you?
No, I ain't lost. Here I is right here. My uncle is the one that's lost. He come out here a long time ago to find a lost mine. Well, I guess he found it and got lost himself. He told me if I ever want to see him, just look on this here paper, and it would tell him just where to go, see? Here's a paper. It's all about a lost mine. Look.
Well, let me see. Sputters, look. This is a map. A map of a lost mine.
Well, I didn't find it, so I guess it's still lost. I thought if you all wanted to, you could help me find it. You all want to help me look for it? Huh?
Well, for goodness sakes, a map of a lost mine out in the west near Squeaky's and Sputter's Ranch. Say, I'll bet they'll help Rocket look for it. You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And hey, I wonder how many of you have figured out the answer to our riddle for today. You know, the riddle is, what is most like a dog's tail? Well, what is most like a dog's tail? All right, Popcorn knows, so you go ahead, Popcorn. You tell us the answer. That's right, Popcorn. Yes, sir. What is most like a dog's tail? And the answer is a puppy's tail. Well, did you get it, boys and girls? Well, good. Now we're ready for our slogan song. Now, our slogan, you know, for this week says, I will stay healthy. And I hope that you've been saying our slogan every day because we want you to be healthy. Yes, sir, you bet your life. It's fun to be healthy because when you're healthy, you just feel good all over. You know, it's no fun to be sick. No, sir. So come on and let's sing our song, I will stay healthy. I'll make this rule and keep it too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy. I'll make this rule and keep it too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy.